Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Woo woo! I'm Vicky B.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Over there is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we have two special guests today.
Oh, snaps!
They look super excited.
You know, well, I just found a meme that clearly represents Joey Dees, who's joining me today. I'm Danny.
We got Danny B and Joey Dees in studio again. First guys ever on the podcast, and this is their second time. First time with Sarah.
I know. This is the first time with you guys. It's really weird already.
Did you just, like, leave last time because did we smell bad or something?
You guys actually, yeah, really yeah. bad.
To be fair, I think they smell better than us half the time.
They don't.
But before wow. Danny talks about the meme or why they're even here, just a heads up, we do have a Facebook page, The Broad-Cast, as well as Twitter. Instagram is TheBroadcast999, an email, broadcast999@gmail.com, or you can give us a call or a text, which I think we do got a text, 253-778-6029.
Yeah.
What was the meme about Joey Dees?
Oh, it's a, well, if you ever have drank with Joey, which I think we all have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Everyone in this room, yes.
Me, I have no money. Also me, after three drinks, and it's a meme of Aladdin throwing a bunch of coins in the air. So, yeah, that's pretty much us. Yeah, yeah.
That's Joey with that's Joey. Shots. Shots
He's like,
for
I'm
everyone.
I'm going to buy shots.
Lots of shots.
See, that was the problem when we went to Atlanta. I did the same thing, so I wanted to have that Joey feel, that baller feel. When yeah. we went to the karaoke club, and we found out that their special shot, which had actually a decent amount of liquor, it was super delicious. I don't remember. It was like Jaeger and vodka. And
it was like red or something.
Yeah, it was like with watermelon. I don't know. He mixed all these other kind of stuff. I was watching him.
Yep. Mm. Oh, is that when they were giving us those $2 shots?
It was $2 shots. So I bought the entire room a shot.
That was dangerous, man. We lined up about 10 of those things.
Yep. 20
and,
bucks?
Yeah.
And I felt like a baller.
And also, we bought some strangers.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm buying you a shot too, guys, over here. Yep, girls.
I also learned that I did not know how to sing karaoke ever in life there. So there was that.
And there was a stripper pole.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Because I was like, I don't think I sang, but I danced. I danced on that pole.
Yeah.
Oh, and this girl was very impressed.
It was such a good night because we had our own little private area and our own private bartender.
Because we were there at like 7.
Yeah, I wanted a drink.
We were lame.
Can we talk about how it's great if there's a stripper pole and girls jump on it, but if me or Joey were to jump we're just drunk and deliberate.
Yeah. Well, because you're not doing your moves. Yeah, you're just like gyrating on it. You got to like slide.
If you guys
spin
were actually good, then we wouldn't judge and we'd be impressed, but you guys were terrible. It looked like
Danny,
monkeys.
We don't have stripper bodies. I think that's the problem.
That's true.
Hey, man, as long as you got the swag.
I don't have that either.
Yeah, that's true.
The only text message we got this the last couple weeks, because I had to go to my side hustle last week. That's why we didn't have a podcast.
She was being a whore. Actually, side hustle.
Actually, I wasn't on Aurora, so that's where my side hustle is.
Hey,
Vicky, I was listening to the broadcast, and I thought I'd make sure you know that if you live in Marysville, like Stevens or Snohomish, you won't have the Sound Transit car tab stuff that Everett has. So I'm like, that's kind of cool, because I'm moving.
Wait, what?
I don't have to. My tabs, when you renew your tabs, it is cheaper to renew them outside of this
King
area.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before I even moved, I did that. So my $290 tabs, it was almost $200-something, went down to $60.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Can I live with you?
Definitely. Okay, you can use my parents' address.
I didn't know tabs were that much.
In Seattle? Yeah, in the King County?
Yeah, mine was $419.
Whoa!
Yeah. And they expire every 3 months, yeah?
Every year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can tell, mine just get mailed to me.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, oh, right.
There you go. I don't know how much were yours.
So did yours,
yeah,
Joey.
I have no idea.
Shut up. Dad gives you a piece of mail and said, these are your new tabs.
So is your dad the owner of your cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That makes sense.
Oh, so he's to pay.
Because I think
it goes to him because he's the name.
Yeah. Originally, when I got my car, I believe it was significantly cheaper to have him buy it. Because if you're a new car owner as a young, I think I was 19 at the time.
Oh, 18, you just graduated.
Yeah.
In
mail. Oh, yeah.
Oof. I mean, but you didn't have like a cosign, like your names are both on it?
Mm-mm.
I
trust my dad enough. He wants the car back. He can have it now.
It's like he reports it's stolen. It's like, crap.
Yep. He will never want that car.
Nope.
All right. So the main reason why I'm having the boys in here.
Ew. Just kidding.
I'm wow.
It's because I found a couple of articles that I thought would be kind of fun to get a guy's perspective on. And one being 10 things men really don't care about while having sex.
I'm so excited to hear these because I have my things that I think they all care about and they probably don't. And
are we
I hope
guessing?
They don't.
No.
Oh.
I will tell you what.
Well, and then you guys can tell us what's yours.
Okay.
Oh, actually, should we have them tell us what theirs is first?
Well,
and see
I'll
if
go.
It's on the list.
Well, no, because I don't even know if I can think about that. So I want to hear what that is.
And also, this is one of those awesome websites that doesn't give you the entire list on one page.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go through. But one of them is if you're how can I phrase this for radio? You know, when you're battle ready, you are at a certain state physically, women.
Yeah, standing at attention.
Yes. Like being a woman, I am standing at attention.
Yes.
No, it's the I don't need help from any other water-based.
You just jumped in the pool.
Yes.
And you got out.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah. Well, some girls, like sometimes you're not there or you're too much.
No towel necessary.
Oh, my goodness. My friend hooked up with this dude and I got the dude's perspective and he said it was like a desert.
Ouch.
Right, and sometimes it's just, and it's not that you're not turned on. It's just not that you're not horny.
I get it. Okay, yeah.
It just happens sometimes. And but does that bother you if it is or it isn't? For
I feel like
part?
It'd be more. Does it bother you if it isn't?
Yeah,
I feel like if it is, it's a good thing.
I mean, but that's what like you know lube's for. That's why you buy it and you keep it.
Small
in your...
bottle of lube,
or a giant big container that I get from Costco. Like you know. I don't know.
Do you know, if you would have asked me this 5 years ago, I would have probably been like, you know, it doesn't really bother me either way. As long as I'm getting lucky, that's fine. However, I've been now more of like a
whore.
A connoisseur.
A
connoisseur. And no, it's like at that point, it does mess with your mind, kind of, if you go... If you're getting busy and
you're trying
and
your hardest,
and it's a desert, it's like okay, like what? Because I've been with a girl who was really into me, and it was like Niagara Falls. So at that point, it's like, well, do you? Which and it's not necessarily her. It just messes with my mind. Like I know that you can't even control that, so it's not even necessarily the girl's fault.
That's fair. That's
how
fair.
How about you, Joe?
It depends on the scenario, I would say. Like, if I really care, like, if I'm into the chick a lot and it's not happening, then I might be a little concerned.
Yeah.
But I think most of the time, it's second nature. Or, you know, it's in the back of your head. You're like, it's probably fine.
Well, like, do you guys just think, I'm going to just go reach for a bottle of lubricant and...
Oh, I mean, if I'm not having a good time because it's that bad, I mean, yeah.
But, like, do you ever suggest it or do you ever... Because I had that problem once where I pursued this guy... And I met up with him at his job and then met him after his job and went home to hook up with him. So I know his house was disgusting, so never again. But because we had both been drinking, whenever he would help me get to that state, he had lost his state. And then I would help him get to that state and then I would lose my state. So I kind of got to be a desert and then he'd get me to not be a desert. And then it was this back and forth and it was just a very sloppy
sounds drunk.
Session. It was very drunk. Yeah. And so I was a little subconscious about it, but I'm like, how do you not have any lube? This would be a lot easier if you did.
Well, but to be fair, though, I've never been one to keep lube by my bedside. I've had condoms
bathroom.
Before, obviously.
That's what the bathroom's for.
Well, fair enough, but I've never bought it. So at that point, it was like...
Not stocked.
Yeah, so... And the only time I've ran into the desert was on a one-night stand or a hookup. So it wasn't ever like a...
A necessity?
Yeah.
But I mean, don't you ever... Do you use it when you're by yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I think of it... I always have lube, but I like rarely ever use it. I don't know. I just don't know if it's just like a hassle to try to get it. Or it's just like,
I don't know.
Just use spit or something.
Spit is good.
Come on.
Spit is good, yeah.
Saliva, because it's natural and it won't harm condoms.
Oh.
Not that Sarah uses them. But.
I know. It's just raw.
She's in a long-term commitment. She's in her long-term loving relationship.
Not even a year yet, but still, we're killing it.
I will say about that, though, it is kind of funny. Like, if you are going to break out lube, right, it's got to be the right bottle. Because if you're the kind of person who's bringing out the jug, there's going to be questions, right? Like, so
Vicky gets the coffee.
You know, I was kidding, right?
Well, I think it's 2 36-ounce things, you know? It's
but I do have a bunch of different types.
I don't know. I think it's like lube's fine, but then also it's like it gets sticky. It gets weird. It's not nearly as good as, and I've tried so many different kinds and I'm like, oh God, now this is all over my bed sheets too. And it's just like a mess.
Well, like.
Just bring it up in conversation. So what do you, you know, you at the dinner table, you know, just say, no, what do you think about lube?
Yeah.
Side note. Don't ever get the kind that's like minty.
That
sounds so nice, like icy hot on your hoo-ha.
No.
Okay, but I've heard bad things about it, especially, I don't know if you guys have seen that, I think it's a Trojan that does it, but it's like the For Him and Her.
Oh, the
like
condom? Lubes.
And I heard that it's, no, they're actual lube, and it's, you put one on the guy and one on the girl, and apparently the one for the guy, like, really burns.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm for the girls. In the cold, minty tingling, supposed to kind of simulate vibration. But I remember the first time I ever used it was when I was with my ex, and we couldn't do it in our houses sometimes because we both still live with our folks. We were both 19.
Holler.
So we would drive off in the middle of nowhere because he lived in the middle of nowhere. So we'd find a place to park and do it, and he busted it out. And I'm sitting there like, and he's like, what? I'm like, it's like toothpaste. It feels like toothpaste.
At that point, I think I would try it by myself first. And that's the other thing with lube for me is that, like, if a girl has it, fine, I'll use it. I don't care. But I'm not going to go to Lovers. If they have, it's like going shopping for, like, I don't know, like, your favorite kind of beer. Like, if you've ever been to a craft beer place, there's so many. It's like, I'm not going to try all these. Like, I'm going to go with the Astroglide and hope that that's right. But I don't even know if that's the best one.
Well,
like,
it depends. What are you doing?
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think women can get away with it whenever. If there's ever a girl breaking that lube, I don't think the guy's ever going to be turned off. But I think reverse the situation,
You guys wouldn't be like, oh, cool, like, now I have to put this.
Nope.
No, like, it wouldn't bother you.
Guys are always ready. Yeah. Women might need it, right? So you guys always being prepared is different. Whereas guys, if we bring it with us, it's kind of a weird thing, right? If we're just like, ready.
Let's say it's at your house, though. Like, you bring a girl over and you just happen to have some stored along with your condoms.
And it's a little different. I still think it's going to be an interesting... I think you're going to have to just not use it the first time.
Yeah, because at that point, too, I would imagine that, like, a girl would automatically be like, why do you have a half-empty bottle of lube?
Well, if a girl's asking that, then she's really stupid.
Oh, I agree, but I'm just saying... No, but even in her mind, like, I would be self-conscious about bringing out a half-empty bottle of lube with a new girl that... Because at that point, it's like, oh, you've used this before. It's like, yes, I have... And get over it, but at the same time, a girl is going to have way more of a problem.
That's the same
with
condoms,
with
though.
Yeah,
no, because condoms, you're just being safe.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Lube, I would just assume the guy masturbates.
Really?
That's what I would think of.
But the same problem again, right? Well, how big a size of a ball can you break out? Like, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no good
deal,
way.
Man.
A jug of lube.
Like, what if I open my whole, like, pantry full of lube?
It's like, what are we feeling? This one's a nice 2016 limited edition.
I've got orange, banana, and mint.
Actually, the strawberry kind is legit.
It's been aged 3 years.
So the other one is girls being self-conscious about how they're downstairs... How it doesn't smell like a bouquet of fresh cut flowers.
Anyone who thinks that that's anyone needs it to smell like, no.
Deodorant?
No.
Just put deodorant.
Deodorant down there?
No, just between your legs. Or not that way. I mean, like you
thighs?
Know, the thighs. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I use guys' deodorant, though.
Would that
be weird?
Nope.
No.
Be like, you smell like me.
Huh. I would actually be happy.
I do the same thing.
Really? Like in the crevices of your... Like
in your thighs,
where your thighs meet, where you know where you got that, like, not the, you know, like right there, yeah.
But then, like, that wouldn't make it, like, taste good.
No, but the idea is, right, you sweat there a lot, right? Like you would your armpits, so it just doesn't smell like garbage, right? You don't smell great, but you don't smell bad.
Yeah.
I recently learned that. Someone told me about that, actually, and that's why I was like, oh, that makes sense. I probably should just do that.
And that doesn't, like,
I mean, it doesn't feel any different or anything. You just smell a little better.
Sometimes when that act is happening. Which is cool, but then he comes up and we like start doing it and we're making out. I can smell myself in his beard.
Is that bad?
Oh, that's bad. Weird.
Yes.
Why is that bad?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, ooh, I smell nice today. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, dear baby Jesus. No. all over your beard, and well, now it's like showers, in my mouth, Sarah. Pretty much. And like, sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm like cupcakes. Other times,
not cupcakes.
Wow.
But like, that's really weird.
I'm getting cupcakes ruined for me right now. Yeah. I prefer.
Sorry, brother.
Frosting and chocolate.
I don't expect anything when I go downtown.
So you don't care if it's like. A jungle.
Okay, don't be.
Actually,
okay.
that's the next. That's one I accidentally skipped. It's like whether you're totally hairless or not.
Okay, that's one for me. I don't like the hair.
What about a little hair?
If it's like okay, if it's like somebody,
like a week.
If you're in a relationship,
like a week.
If you're in a relationship and the person doesn't shave like often, or like I wouldn't say often, like once a week, that's fine. And like I understand that, but to me, if you are single and you're going out trying to mingle at that point,
you have that thing pristine, right?
Yeah,
clean like, condition always.
I'm expecting Thank it you. To be like not. I don't want to say I just don't, I'm not a big fan of hair, and that's just me. People can like hair and not have a problem with it, but for me, I don't want that because I go kind of crazy when I go downtown. If you know what I'm saying,
you so go you dive like, in.
I don't want hairs in my teeth.
It's like there's a pool. You got to go. You got to get to the deep end. Like you come up for the shallow end every once in a while, but you got to get to the deep end,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
All up in there. Do you care about hair?
Oh man, it not a lot. You can't have a lot. I think in this day and age, you shouldn't have a lot. You gotta like you know. Pretend like you care.
I feel like it's coming back. Like I feel like the
never
down,
come back.
The down area is nope. Shaved, but the top part has like a little embellishment.
I hate it.
I can't I'm do not that.
A, when I'm I not watch porn and there's hair, or when I watch like, or there's like, it's a nice quote unquote landing. No, just shave the landing strip. Like, why is it
I
there?
I don't like the like rectangular landing strip because it reminds me of this guy I used to kind of have a crush on back in the day, and he had the really really square rectangular chin. What is it called?
Oh, goatee. Yeah. Yeah.
Not a goatee. It was like almost like the little soul patch, but it was big. It was rectangular from his lip down to his chin, and I just. Pictured that's a really douchey thing to have.
For me I couldn't, and at that point like I've shaved my pubic hair into an arrow before because I thought it was funny.
See, that's hilarious. See, that is funny. I don't know why it's funny when a dude does it.
Well, because it's hilarious.
Do you guys trim or are you guys
got to
naked?
I'm naked.
Hardwood really?
Floors,
yeah,
including your
the beans.
Your boys. You just call them the boys.
The boys. Yeah, all of the above.
The boys are the most annoying thing in the world to shave.
I was going to say, that 100%. Seems really hard.
It seems really dangerous is what
you gotta,
it
like,
seems.
You got to like pull the skin.
There's no good way to do it. That's the problem.
You got to have someone else do it.
No, it's not. They Get can't waxed. Do it either. There's no way.
I trust myself more than I trust somebody else.
So you wouldn't have your girl do
you
it.
Guys,
nope. No.
Do you guys do clippers or like the, like you know, like I've seen some guys have like the little shavers with the heads or do you do
I have a back
razor.
Straight razor, whatever the straight thing.
Same here.
Yeah,
gotcha. Just razor.
The next one is they don't really care about the sounds you make during sex. And I'm not talking about your moans and stuff. I'm talking about other stuff involuntary.
Oh, this is actually a pet peeve of mine. I really hate one specific thing. And it's not like a word or a sound. It's just like a certain pitch.
What
can't
is it?
Do it.
Is
it's
a
like
a
high. It's between high and like or medium and high.
No, I'm talking about the.
No, what kind of is it like?
It doesn't matter what sound they're making. It's just a certain pitch. That's the thing.
I was talking about like body noises, not. But I mean, I guess that is the next one. It says if you're too loud or not loud enough. Yeah.
Wait, it's just a specific.
It's just like a pitch. It's,
has multiple chicks done that?
No, that so you one? Can just tell in porn. No, in porn. I can't even tell you. It's not. I don't know what it exactly is, but there's just a certain sound that when I hear it, I go, oh,
right.
Could never do it.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it's like, and you, it's just random too. It gets hard to hear. Like, I'll hear it every once in a while and be like, oh, turn it away, turn it off.
Everyone has certain pitches.
If you're doing a chick and you're like, oh, what was that noise?
I've been lucky enough never to have that happen, but I did think about it. Like, if that ever happened and I was just like, I would just stop. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
Just sit there and punch her in the face.
I would just hold, I would just be like,
shut up. Just hold her mouth. Shut it.
Are you, when you say body noises, do you mean like farts?
Yeah, another farts, yes.
Well, another fart. But I'm saying, like, see, that doesn't bother me because that's involuntary. I don't care.
Well, it's involuntary. Ugh. Sometimes I've done that where I've been hooking up with a dude and, like, if that happens and I'm sitting there, that was you. That was you. Because the way they were doing it pushed air in.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't bother me at all.
And I'm sitting here like, thanks, buddy.
I hate it.
It's not fun. It's not like,
does it turn you off when your body does
when
it?
Yes!
Why?
Because it's so, like...
It's
just association to farting, essentially.
Yeah.
I guess.
And,
but
like, nobody wants that to happen. Like, especially if you're a girl and you're all, like, trying to be like, I'm so thin. And there's like, wah! And then you're like, ah!
who stepped on a duck?
Yeah, that doesn't bother.
I'm glad it does. I'm so glad it doesn't bother, because it doesn't bother my boyfriend either. Like, no. He's like, he could give two Fs, but like for me, it's so out of my comfort zone.
If it happens, it's one of those things where I just kind of like keep going and just like ignore it. Now, if you're talking like what Joey was talking about, like if it's an actual noise that they're making with their voice, like, you know, in the throes of passion. No, like there's nothing specifically that like turns me off. It's just when a girl is really bad at dirty talking, like at that point,
I'm gonna play with your thingy, and then we're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, yeah. No, that will turn me off, and I'll care what you're saying at that point.
How about the baby talk, like baby?
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
Oh,
so.
Okay, but do you prefer loud or not loud, or does that matter to you? Because I feel like when I've hooked up with a dude and they don't make a single noise, I'm like, did you enjoy that?
Hello,
like,
are you here?
It's like, hello. Hey, you awake? Come on.
Wake up.
What do you guys think of what is your preference?
Louder the better. In my opinion, like to an extent, right? You don't want to wake anyone up, but I mean.
Do you also think like if they're too loud, does that make you think they're faking it?
You can tell if they're faking it. Yeah.
Really? Oh, how can you tell? Yeah. Okay, I need to know.
Because they want to stop soon. they have this like just natural look of nothingness. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I do a trick where I'll like grab a guy and like kind of like hugging kind of a thing, like when he's on top, and I'll start telling him, "Ooh, I want this specific thing from you." Like, "Oh yeah, baby, I'm ready for you to like I want you to do this. You're going to give it to me, like the specific thing." And in my head, that's me trying to get him to be done.
Done.
Because I had an ex who I was, back in the day, I was really bad at dirty talk. So he loved it when I would do it. And so whenever I'd get sick of him doing his thing, I would start doing the dirty talk and like that. So that's just I think in my head, just ingrained that if I start saying this specific phrase, it's going to happen.
I have a sentence too where I'm like, all right, I've been done for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm like, okay. And then I say this certain phrase, which kind of means,
okay, wrapping
all
up.
Right. Yep.
I'd say that the kind of sex that I have is there's not really a way for it to be quiet.
I was like, gonna say I feel like your girl is loud as hell
on either side. Well, I'm just saying it's like when you get into like, you know, restraints and stuff like that. It just makes noises. So it's like it just happens. But that being said, like I feel like being too quiet that would turn me off. If you're loud, that doesn't bother me at all. Unless it's like to the point of where.
What
just
if they're trying
like,
to hold it back though? Like they're trying to be quiet.
I'd be like, why? Why are you trying to hold it back?
I can get with that though. Like if you have to be quiet though, you know.
Roommates?
Oh, if you have to. Yeah.
And they're like still kind of being loud, and you're like, haha, this is pretty funny.
I think there's something sexy when I've seen certain videos and stuff, and a girl's like biting her lip, or like we'll just kind of put her hand over her mouth, or somebody puts.
Or like
their hand.
The guy. I have to sometimes do that. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You put your hand over his mouth.
No, he puts his hand over my, because I.
You get too loud.
Yeah,
I love it.
Well, I apologize to our downstairs neighbors because I'm pretty sure, like, we can hear when they're doing it, and I'm pretty sure that they can hear when we're doing it. So,
yeah, my apartment freaking up above us, they just, like, I don't mind because we're we're freaking loud, right? In general, so I'm like, I understand it, but like they do it at like the worst possible times. It'll be like 12:30 a.m. on a Tuesday night.
Okay, so
it'll be like,
that's annoying.
And I'm like, you don't repeat that motion doing anything else. You know?
Jumping jacks. They're doing their jumping jacks.
I'm like, it's 12:30. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Like, I get it.
Well, that's a good thing about our schedule. And I mean, our schedule in terms of the radio station, because I have to be in bed by like 9:30. So like, we're never going late. It's always either super
like dinner time.
It's like early, like 8:30 in the morning, or it's like at 7:30 at night. So
I think switch positions, do something else. You know, you don't have, I mean, like,
it's like, I want to hear you on that side of the room now. Throw around.
Go do it in the other room, the living room.
I just want to start commentating on our downstairs neighbors when they start, just like, because they can, I know they can hear my voice.
Do you guys have balconies where you
that
guys?
That would be funny.
Yeah. Though. Yeah.
So just hopefully in the summertime, the like a window will be cracked or something. You can just start. Yay!
That would be so funny would if be you funny. Did do that though.
I played K-pop one time. Blasted K-pop like on my TV when they were doing it. They loved it. They enjoyed it.
You got to do like the worst possible music or something to ruin someone's vibe if they're being that loud. Like Barney or something. The Wiggles.
Oh God.
Yeah.
What do you guys? Okay, so this one says guys really don't care if you jiggle. It's like, it's pretty inevitable that your wobbly bits are going to jiggle a bit when you're having sex. So it really isn't something you should try to hide. No one should ever be ashamed of their bodies, and they will only ever have sex with a t-shirt on and the lights completely off. Like, there's people that will turn the lights off or...
I know who I'm having sex with. So at that point, it's like, I'm not sitting here being like, oh my God, I did not know that that was going to jiggle. Like, I'm like, I know who I'm having sex with. I know what's happening.
You're never like, what did you eat?
No, not once. If I'm having sex with a girl, I'm like, this is what I was expecting. Thanks.
I think part of having good sex is using your hands a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
You want to feel all
it's
going to
be there, right?
So,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Well,
it actually turns me off more when a girl says that she wants to turn the lights off. Like, I would rather just, like, at that point, it's like, no, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing now to get up and turn the lights off. Let's just keep going. Like,
I hate having the lights on because then my ADD will kick in and then I'm focusing on every single thing. But what I do is I have Christmas lights in my room and I have a dimmer.
So you have to say, like, dim. I don't like fully lit.
Yeah.
I like fully lit.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's how he parties.
Yeah,
hey.
Pretty much. Makes for better camera angles.
I think if I was going to watch porn while I was having sex, fully lit would be okay. But I think, not otherwise.
Well, like, I mean, if you have a completely dark room and the TV's on and you're watching porn, I think that'd be kind of cool. That's the perfect amount of light.
Yeah.
That's true. That's also good.
That's why candles are so sexy. Nobody ever, like...
Candles are really sexy. But that's, like, too much work. Let me light all this first.
Dude, so, true story, I got these candles for Christmas, and they're remote controlled.
Oh,
and they
change
colors.
That's awesome. They change colors?
Yeah, they have a remote. You can pick the different colors, and they all have one remote for all of them.
I'd have them do that mood thing where they go from, like, one color to another color.
It does do random.
See? That's pretty cool.
I feel like if I was still single and, like doing dudes, different dudes, like, every day... I feel like I would definitely want the lights off more because I feel like we can totally deceive you guys. Like, I can wear a corset. I can wear a push-up bra. You know what I mean? So, like, my body could be totally different than it actually is naked.
But I still want to see it naked.
Yeah, but then you're probably going to be disappointed.
I wouldn't be, though.
Not my body.
Not unless,
just, like,
unless they're not getting any. That's the only time a guy's really disappointed.
I mean,
when you get a Aziz Ansari or whatever, he brings someone back, drinks some wine, and then she's like, I'm out.
Bye.
It's the worst night of my life.
Yeah.
But because, like, no. She ruined my career because I...
Yeah, whatever you think about it, believe it or not, both of them were disappointed, so clearly something didn't go right.
No, but I've had friends who I'm like, God, you look really good. And then they take off your shirt, and I'm like, Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I wouldn't care. Like, I went out with a guy who was super self-conscious about being a little bit more overweight than he used to be. And I thought he was sexy as all hell because he had these big broad shoulders, big old arms. But he had this, like, gut. But it wasn't, like, all fat. It was, like, a solid gut. Like, you know, it's muscle under there.
Yeah.
And I thought he was sexy as hell. And of all the times we had sex, I never saw him naked. Like, the lights would be off, or he would keep something of his clothing on.
Well, I think it's different with dudes.
Like, he was super self-conscious.
Because I don't think dudes really care, and I don't think girls really care about the dude.
Yeah.
I think it's more like...
girls caring about what they look like, but it seems like most guys don't care.
And I still don't think that I've seen a girl that has fully deceived me to the point of where she got naked. I was disappointed. I was always just like, this makes it, like, 10 times better. I just like naked people. Like, well, that's another thing too.
Let's get naked, everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I've had conversations before with my girlfriend about, because she's like, "Well, do you want me to go buy, like, sexy lingerie at Victoria's Secret?" I'm like, "No, I just want you to be naked. Like, it's cool to see, kind of, but at the same time, like, I just want you naked. So I don't care if you have a nice sexy corset on or not, because I'm gonna take it off and throw it across the room anyway.
Yeah, it's gonna be a waste of $50.
I did have a guy once. He was really into. Well, one of the guys who's really into different outfits, and outfits he bought himself, an outfit, he bought me an outfit, which was really weird. So that was, like, it really turned him on to be in these outfits. And another guy was really into textures.
Weird.
So we had, like, you know, the texture of, like, those workout shirts, the really tight ones and zippery? He was wearing one like that, like a workout shirt, and he was really liking the way that felt. So I went and put mine on, and we had the craziest sex. It was awesome. Hmm. Had the zipper
like a
fetish,
down.
Kind of. I mean, kind of. It's some people like different textures, like silk, supposed to be really, you know, the sexiest fabric.
Yeah, I like skin on skin. I know what you mean.
But yeah. What do you guys?
Wow.
Everyone has their own taste, Danny. Not everybody likes
tied
up.
I know.
I mean, I'm not one of those. I think that's awesome. But what do you guys think about sex faces? Girls get all like, oh my God, what if my sex faces?
They don't care.
I jokingly used to
cross my eyes and give the dopiest look to my ex.
Okay, now that might kill me a turn off.
If you're intentionally making like a goofy face or going, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
He would do it too. He's like, damn it, Vicky. And he'd end up doing it to me too, where it's just like, and that noise too, he would do.
All right.
I don't know what I would do at that point. I would stop. I'd be like, what's going on here? Are you cool?
I mean, at that point,
what happens when you date me?
Well, I was going to say, I feel, to be fair, though, I feel like after you get to a certain point of like either,
comfort.
Well, yeah, of comfort, or like if you've had sex with multiple, like the same person multiple times, you get to the point of where it stops becoming sexy and you actually start joking around more than not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I don't usually necessarily like that because like I want it to be sexy still. And it's like when we're making jokes the whole time on the way to bed, it's like, all right, let's get into the mode here.
You're going to be able to eat pizza after this?
Yeah.
I'm the worst at like starting the mood. I literally just
every
say,
girl
like,
is hey, every girl what? I've ever been with is so terrible.
Unless we're already like laying in bed and we just woke up, then that's easy. You just hop on top or something. But like sometimes we're just like sitting on the couch and I'm like, dude, I really like want your
no. Like if there's so many like I'm trying
let's
to
go
think,
to the bed.
There's so many like awesome things. Like one of the like a woman can do. I had a guy who really liked me wearing like short shorts or like thigh high socks. So I was wearing my sweatpants and I purposely was wearing thigh high socks and my short shorts underneath. And I purposely stopped in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, it's really warm. And I pulled the pants down, slowly bent over. And I could just hear him just like doing that groan. Like, oh,
dang, I don't
it is on.
Far in advance.
Well, like, I went to the I went to the
like
bathroom.
A multi-step process.
I went to the bathroom, changed real quick. I'm like, I'm going to surprise him. So it was kind of like, you know, girls always complain about guys not being romantic or surprising them. So why not girls do the same to guys?
Yeah, it's easy. All you girls got to do is this. Simple, right? You can be like, we could watch Stranger Things, you know, or do something else. Yeah. I don't know. That's all you got to say. Just insert anything or do something else, and guys will immediately get it.
Well, and so do you want to know the reason of my last divorce was because this was a huge argument in our marriage, and we'll get candid here. It was to the point of where, like, for the longest time, I didn't know she was ready. And so I would be the one that was trying to initiate. And I'd be like, come on, let's go. And she would always turn me down. And so at the point, like, I just kind of gave up because I was like, well, she's never in the mood. So I finally told her, like, you tell me. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, literally anything. You could give me the look. You could
flash me.
You could throw pizza at me. Like,
you
I don't
could
like
throw pizza at me.
Anything. Like, it doesn't even have to be sexy.
Just scream sex.
And just tell me. And then at that point, like, I'll do everything else. But it was just, girls, like, are terrible at initiating. I've noticed that it's also been multiple girls in my life that just, they're like, well, I don't know how
do you
to
end up going for like the shyer girls or like in the sense of
his
more
met girlfriend now is not
no, but like
no.
before
she's feisty.
Like, well, I'm guessing your girl was is your current girl like kind of the same way, like I'm not feeling it or I'm feeling it now, like how is she for initiating?
Oh, she's okay. I mean, she's not, she's at that point, like, she's always down, but it's not always to the point of, like, she wants me to start it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that's not a bad thing.
That's more of a domination thing, though, because of the stuff you guys
fair,
do.
I think that's
fair.
A girl. I don't know. I'm the same way. I love it when they just start whatever to me. I'm like, whoa, okay,
see,
here we go.
I don't just because I get to certain, like, modes and points in my head where I'm like, I don't want anybody to touch me. Don't hug me. And I'm very, like, huggable. I love touching and hugging people. But sometimes I'm like, don't touch me because it's going to... I'm not going to react well. Mm. So I kind of would rather initiate in that sense.
Because
there's something hot about like just kind of, hey, like kind of like the bending over thing and then just seeing their reaction.
Well, and confirm or deny. But for me, it would just be nice every now and then for the girl to start, because then at that point, just as much as it makes you feel wanted, it makes me feel like it's like I'm not the one that just wants sex all the time. Like, you're the one that wants it too.
Yeah,
that's fair. I think it's also easier. Well, for our schedule, it's easier because we're both working, you know, say nine to, you know, sixes or whatever. So our schedule's a little different because usually, you know, when they come home, if you've been home for a minute or two, you know, maybe you're in the mood, but they might not be because they're tired or something, right? So for us, it's a little bit easier because then, you know, it's happening at different times, blah, blah, blah. But I think for most people, what happens is they both get home and the other person has no idea where the other person's at. So you're just kind of like, are we both tired? Are we have to eat? Blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. Communication usually helps.
And I think it's easy as just being very blunt with it. Like, I have my guy friend that I've been hooking up with on and off for the last 5 years. He's just my bro. He's there for when I need him. it'll be simple, like, hey, do you want to go see a movie? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, do you want to get naked before or after? And he's like, yeah, sure, let's try after. Okay, cool. Like, that is us. I'm like, hey, do you want to get naked?
Okay.
That means I want to have sex with you. Do you want to try to do that? Get that going?
I feel like our schedules are so weird, though. Like, I'm always, like, in the mood at, like, 1:30.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Like, it's, like, always, almost. And then my dude's still at work, so I'm like...
What time does he get off work?
Like, 3:30.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And then, like, 4, he comes over. But, like, I'm like, but I'm not going to wait, like, 3 hours.
No, I know. But I'm like, you could tease yourself until he gets there. Don't get there.
See, I don't know about you guys, but I'm never in the mood in the morning anymore. Because how early we wake up. Yeah. Like, it has to be, like, I have to be rested.
What about, like, a Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday, when I sleep in, it's fine. Because then I'm usually not sleeping at 12 and waking up at 4 or whatever.
Hell no. My guy, we have the same, like, we wake up at the same time. But if he woke me up, like, even, like, 10 minutes early...
All hell would break loose.
I do the whole, like, dude, you can do whatever you want, but I'm seriously just going to lay here. And sometimes, like,
shower is a great time.
I just lay there. I don't shower in the morning.
I don't like shower sex, but right after a shower, like, if I'm in the bathroom, I've already showered, boom.
Where you're still kind of a little, like, you're dry, you towel yourself off, but you're still a little,
I'm awake,
like, warm.
And I'm already naked. That's the thing. It's a win-win.
And everything is clean.
But then you got to shower again, don't you?
Yeah, like, probably, but that's fine.
That's just rinsing off.
That's a trade I will gladly make.
I will waste the water.
Yeah.
Do you and your girl have morning sex, Danny? Like, on the weekdays? Do you?
No, she's challenged me to it. But I'm not in the mood in that.
Like, at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, and because, she drives me to work because I don't have parking here. And so she drives me to work and then I bus home. And I've always said, like, I just joked with her one time and I was like, haha, we should do it in the morning. And she's like, wake me up. I dare you. And I was like, because at that point, that seems like so much of a chore before coming in. I should try it because I want to see if, like, it's like a cup of coffee or something. Maybe I'll be in the best mood ever. I don't know. It's funny.
I would go to sleep
we
so
had
fast.
Ellen from The Wolf on, and she used to get up at the same time we did, and she loved morning sex.
Wow.
She said she loved it. She, like, before work, she thought she'd come into work, like, all chipper and, like, oh, I did something you guys didn't do. And, like, it would just make her day so much better. And I was like, girl, how?
My thing is, if I'm already awake, that's awesome. But, she was okay with them waking her up to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, do not wake me up because I have so many side hustles. I have so much stuff going on. I don't get a lot of sleep. So I'm like, don't mess with me.
I was gonna say, I think initially for guys it would seem like a sweet idea, but I think I get pretty, like, I'm like tired. Like, if I push through, I'll be awake afterwards. But after the initial act, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, I need a solid 10-minute eating sesh, afterwards to refuel. So, like, if I did that in the morning, I would just pass out. There's no way I'd make it to work. I would immediately fall asleep during.
Yeah.
It's 3:34 in the morning. Goddamn.
You guys should give it a shot, like, on a weekend or when we're on break.
We should give it a shot. Oh, I thought
you meant,
like...
I was just saying, so just in case he falls asleep, he doesn't blame us. He's like, well, I tried having sex this morning, and I fell asleep, so that's why I didn't come into work. It's Sarah and Vicky's fault.
But, like, it makes sense on, like a holiday or, like,
yeah,
a,
like,
vacation.
Try to wake up at the normal time you would and see if you're ready for the day. And then the fun part is you can go back to sleep anyways.
Yeah.
That's not a true test, though, I don't think. Because I would know I can go back to sleep, so I'm going to give it my A game right now, baby. I'm going to pass out.
I've had sex before work before, very few occasions, and, I mean, it was fun. It was like, I felt like Ellen, but I was already awake. Nobody woke me up. But I felt pretty awesome coming into work, like, I had sex. Some other things that this list says that guys really don't care about, what you've done with the hair, the hair on your head. Like, you know how girls, like, put makeup on and get their hair did?
My boyfriend would kill me if I, like, cut it, if I dyed it, if I shaved any part. Like, he would kill me.
No, I'm talking about, like, what you did with your hair for sex, I'm guessing. Like, if is it up? Is it just done?
Get
it all curled. Like, you know, it's like some guys, they just put it in a messy bun and be done.
I do feel bad. I should put mine in a ponytail more because I think I, like, suffocate him. Because it's, like, it's seriously, it's like a lion's mane, like, all up in his face. And then the sweat sticks to it. It's a mess. I mean,
yeah, you are a sweaty gal.
Oh, dude. It's like when I'm on top, it's like I'm showering him with my sweat.
Hot.
That would be a turn on.
Oh, yes!
Your brother's sitting there like, God, no.
Sweaty
okay,
Sarah.
But think of another girl, though. Like, and she was sweaty. Did that bother you?
Because she was working it on you.
She's working it,
She's killing it.
I mean, there's obviously a point where it would, but not usually, I would say. Like, okay. I mean, if it's like everywhere, you know? Like, if I gotta. Never mind.
You gotta change the sheets every time after.
If I'm slipping off, just, you know, we might have a problem, but otherwise it'd be fine.
Like, what's happening?
I'd say that for the hair thing, I don't necessarily care what you do with your hair. There are certain hairstyles that are gonna, like, turn me on more than not. Like,
what do you guys think of the double ponytail, like the two pigtails?
No.
Oh, hello. Did you see me when I dressed up as Britney Spears? That was sexy.
It's kind of like pedophilia.
My daughter has that hairdo, and I can't.
I think of little girls, too, when I see that hair.
What about low ponytails? Like, not the high ones, the low
ones.
Those
look more cowgirl to me.
Yeah, those look more like...
I don't even know what that means.
So there's these pigtails, the ones that are the top of the head, and then there's the ones that are down here.
You know, when, like, the girl is going down on your microphone and you take them?
I'm just not into pigtails that much. Joe?
I don't think I'd complain, but I don't have a preference. I'm not like, I gotta have that.
Not turning you on.
No.
But like especially like a tight bun. And yes, I'm actually talking about hair. A tight bun would not turn me on.
Like a ballerina.
As opposed to like a ponytail or like hair down. Because that's what I'm saying. Is like if you have a tight bun, that's what you're doing for sex. I'm like, wait a minute, there's nothing for me to pull here. Like,
yeah.
So
Daddy likes it rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lay it down the love.
Guys, it's how long it takes you to get to where you want to go. Some girls can feel self-conscious if it takes them for a while.
Oh! I just experienced this last weekend. I feel so bad for my boyfriend. Yeah. Oh. We got drunk. And did it.
Sarah doesn't drink.
I know. And did it. And he was like done within a reasonable time. And so then he proceeded to help me out. And I was... I don't know. You sometimes when I'm drunk, it doesn't like matter. I can still like do it in a reasonable. He was down there for so long.
That's why you got to get a device about, and help out.
An hour.
Jesus.
And I would have given up.
I would have given up.
Poor jaw. Like I felt so bad, but it was amazing. The outcome was amazing.
Yeah. See, I've never been drunk to where the girl like been drunk with a girl where she can't.
Yeah.
You know, finish. But for me, it's always me. I'm the one taking too long. Like,
really? Like, good for you, Danny.
Well, but you're drunk. Like, it's because of the alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
it's because of the alcohol.
I hate, because there's an easy point. And I think all guys actually know this. They just don't want to admit it. But there's an easy point when you know you're going to be stubborn because of how much alcohol you've had.
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly, a lot of times, I you got to preface it. You got to go, hey, I want to let you know. I'm probably not going to, you know, as happy as I could be in the next hour and a half.
You know? So do you still do it? And then, like, she gets it good, and then you're like, I'm giving up. This is just,
I want to go to bed.
Most
of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not worth it.
How do you guys feel about constructive criticism?
No such thing.
It depends on your relationship. If it's a hookup, I don't want constructive criticism, unless I'm going to have sex with her again. Because at that point, I want to know what I'm doing to make you feel good. I'm planning on having sex with you.
What
again?
If it's like even during? It's like, okay, you know what? Can you please stop that? Can you try this instead?
No. Don't do any of that crap. Be assertive about it. You know, if you're taking control of the situation, that's not criticism. That's just good sex.
But what if the guy's biting downstairs, okay? How do I tell him to stop without saying knock it the F off?
You bring him up and you start kissing him and you say, can we say that? I don't know if we can say that.
Probably not.
And beep. We'll just have that. That would be perfect. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking like, how do you? Okay. So what if they're visiting downtown and you want them to go like a little to the left or a little to the right or a little higher?
Just say that.
Okay. So you can say that. So yeah, you guys won't get butthurt with that.
Don't be like no. You're doing it wrong. No. Just be like. You know, just exactly what.
Just tell them what
you want.
Yeah. Or move them into that spot.
I wouldn't be like if you want it a certain way, a certain position. I'm not hitting it right. Then either be like, yeah, move a little bit, or just turn around, or whatever you want to do.
Don't say please. Don't say I'm sorry. Don't do any of that. That's turn off. Yeah. Just say
that's your play.
Just say lighter, left, right, up, down, straight, forward, back. I like saying up, down. You know, whatever
double
you
jump.
Want. Yeah. Both hands. I don't know.
What up?
Choose what you want.
Now upside down backflip.
would you get butthurt, Vicky, if some dude gave you like criticism?
Well, like because there's some guys that like things like everyone likes things differently. I had one guy who liked a certain act with teeth.
Yeah.
He liked it. So it's there's some guys that do. So he would be like, hey, you should. He would tell me to like bite down.
Yeah, yeah, girl. So like, I'm like, really? Yeah. And it hurt?
Yeah, he liked that.
Painful.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. He liked it, sure.
There was a time that I was with a girl that was very toothy. And
toothy.
And I didn't correct her.
You
and
it, didn't?
No, and it was terrible.
Ooh, back in the day, I used to get, like, people, they wouldn't yell at me, but when I was, like, new at the whole downtown game, they would be like, teeth! And I'm like, thank you for saying that! I sometimes I get, but... like, numb or, like, I don't know, my jaw and, like, I get my lips just, I don't know.
But, like, you start to relax and you're like,
exactly.
Oh,
kind of like when you say teeth, and I'm like, all right.
Like, you're at the dentist and they're working on your teeth. They're like, oh, open wide.
Yeah, because you don't even notice.
I hate the dentist.
Actually, a word or a phrase that I found is very useful when it comes to anything. Like, if it's too rough or it's too hard or whatever, like, someone's using teeth, it's just saying, hey, hey, easy, easy. Because it's like, oh, easy, me. Easy.
Could you not?
It's like, could you not? Seriously, could you not? Yeah, that'll work, Sarah. But I feel like let's switch gears here, because I feel like between all of us, we've all traveled quite a bit in our life.
Nope.
You've been to Leavenworth, Sarah, in Portland.
Oh, well, yeah. Does that count?
And Atlanta and Chicago.
Oh.
And yeah, seriously. Do we need to keep going? Do we need to keep going?
I was being polite, Sarah. Jesus.
Oh, continue, no? Okay.
All right. So I found this BuzzFeed article that says 10 places you need to visit in your 20s.
Joey, okay. You got one more year. Not even.
Not even. I'm almost there.
Oh, Danny, November. You're already done.
I'm done, yeah.
But, oh, nice work, this is Danny. Embarrassing.
But
it's an accomplishment. What
Danny
are you talking
feels
about?
Like he's 22. Like,
fair.
He looks like he's 22.
Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you should, because you have a very youthful look.
No, I haven't been many places. I've never been out of the country, and I've only been to... I mean, I've been to a handful of states, but anyway, continue.
But I figured we'd go down this list and see if, like, Joe... Because Joe has been around.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Joey's just a slut. A travel slut.
Wow.
Actually, Sarah's been to the first one on this list.
Suck it.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Anyone else?
Nope.
Oh,
I'm so jealous.
I think I'm going to go again this year.
Have fun.
All right, so what this article...
all the grenades.
What this is saying is plenty of the bars are open 24/7. You can catch some live jazz or blues, learn about the city's spiritual and voodoo culture. But one of the things that's the best time to visit is February to May to avoid blistering heat in hurricane season.
Mm. Joey, I kid you not, you would love New Orleans.
Yeah, sounds like my kind of place.
It's exactly like Vegas, but like not nearly as swanky. Like, I could go into anywhere looking like this.
Oh, I do like looking like a scrub.
Yeah, exactly.
Although you
I'm wearing a peacoat today.
You guys are all, you guys do all dress up pretty nice, though, when you guys clean up. Like we did for Sarah's birthday. When we all try.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next one is Costa Rica.
Never.
Why Costa Rica?
It says, literally the happiest place on earth. Need I say more? If you're looking for an affordable international destination that isn't too much of a trek from the States and one where you can explore actual rainforests, Costa Rica is calling your name. It's one of the most biodiverse places in the entire world. And it's a paradise for surfers, outdoorsy adventurers, as well as let's just hang out on the beach and have a chill time looking at the sloths type of feel.
You could get all-inclusive, and then you'll just get effed up.
Yeah, that sounds good. Have you guys ever had all-inclusive before?
No!
Neither have I.
So should we all just plan a trip and go to, like, a resort somewhere?
The only thing that I've gotten close to is a cruise.
Okay.
Oh, because that you get as much... Do you get as much booze as
you
want? You
get as much food as you want. You don't get as much alcohol as
there's
you
some,
want.
There's some places. Like, I think in Mexico, when they do all-inclusive, it includes all-you-want booze.
How much booze did you get? Like, 2 drink tickets or something that you had to pay?
No, none. No, you had to pay any alcohol.
How much pizza did you have, though, Danny?
Oh.
Lots.
All the pizza.
Yeah, all the pizza.
Who wouldn't want to go to the Sloth Sanctuary in Costa Rica, though? That sounds legit.
It's my natural habitat.
You know what? Actually, one of my good friends, on his honeymoon, that's where they went, to the Sloth Sanctuary in Costa Rica. I didn't think it was Costa Rica, but that's where they went.
I've always wanted to go to a rainforest, but I'm kind of 50-50 on it, because there are a lot of bugs, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not like flies. They're like, you know...
12-inch
giant grasshopper things.
When I was in my 20s, I wanted to go out of the country and we'll go back to our previous conversation. I wanted to go out of the country because I wanted to go and experience international women.
Oh.
Seriously,
they're
like
awesome.
That was one of the things.
I'll start there.
That it was like I wanted to go do, but then it was like I don't want diseases.
That is the best excuse to go on a trip. You really should
have. That is why I want to go to Europe.
You want to experience
Europe is
international
also awesome.
Madness.
Yes. I want the British and the Meanness. Irish, and I want them to talk the entire time.
You know, same thing,
Ooh,
actually.
Get Italian, too. Oh.
Just sausage.
All the sausage.
All the sausage.
All the Italian sausage.
Dude, but you gotta really do it. Sausage.
The cool thing about this list, though, is that it's all pretty affordable. Like, there's places in, like, just this list is saying, hey, check out this place. It's $85 a night. This place is $60 a night. $66. It's all, these are, the reason why this is good is because it's affordable.
I really want to do all-inclusive. I feel like that's where it's at, but I feel like I would die.
My friend went on his honeymoon, 2-week all-inclusive to somewhere in Mexico.
Two weeks.
Let me tell you, you can get a lot of alcohol with all-inclusive. Well, like, they'll just Mexico. Fill up your, they'll give you like 3/5 in your room and just fill them up for a day.
Remember our mom went to all-inclusive
in
Mexico? Yeah, with one of her friends that's an a-hole. She said they were just at dinner and they came around with a bottle of tequila and just like poured it down her throat.
God, your mom's awesome.
Wait,
that's like my mom wasn't as crazy.
Rewind, Joey says international women are fantastic. Yeah. Please expand.
Well, God, man, it's been.
I figured we'd probably end up hitting one of the places, but I like this.
Yeah. No,
like,
go ahead. We can wait till we hit
the place.
Let's
see if we hit it. Like, because you've been to a couple European countries.
Been to many European countries.
Oh, I'm Joey. It's so fun. So.
This isn't European, but Montreal, Canada is also
another
one.
There. We've been to Montreal, Canada.
How was it?
Young. I don't remember a whole lot of it. There's a great mall.
I don't even remember.
It's cold. That's what I remember.
It says it's a European-influenced architecture, French-speaking residence. Montreal provides a taste of Europe right here in North America, and it's super accessible.
I did go to Vancouver, Canada, a few years ago. That's the same country.
Wow. All right.
But it was dope. It was really cool, actually. I stayed in a hostel, which was really weird, but they have a good nightlife.
It says the best time to go is April to June or September to October, but if you're brave enough to face the cold, flights are the cheapest in the winter.
I think it's when we went to.
In the winter?
It was November. It was not great. I got an action figure, though. That was dope.
What was the action figure?
I can't even remember. I think it was like some like little devil thing.
Is action figure action
it kicked
figure
ass.
Key for sex?
No. Yeah, when I was eight or whatever. It's like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Number four on this list is Austin, Texas. I hear everyone either moving to Austin or talking about how awesome it is.
So that's on my list this year because my cousin just moved there. And he's working for a company. Him and his girlfriend have a house there. And they moved from Denver to Austin. Never been. I don't like Texas. And that's a bold statement, but I just don't like Cowboys. So that being said.
The Cowboys, the team, or Cowboys in general?
All of the above. Okay. But yeah, no, I want to go to Austin because I hear it's a very Seattle, Portland-y type city.
Does
with
he like
sun.
It?
He loves it. And everyone I've heard that has gone there loves Austin. So
yeah, according to this, it has a healthy job market. It's the live music capital of the world and a haven for both barbecue lovers and those who love vegan, organic, gluten-free, and that sort of thing. And the best place for singles, it says.
Yeah. I know Austin, Texas has been blowing up from what I heard. They're doing that whole like metropolitan redoing all their areas, making them all those fancy nightlife. But I've been to Fort Worth, Texas. Ugh. Let me tell you, they can do some drinking down there.
Why the hell were you there?
It is the best. I was there for a tournament. I was playing and doing quite well. I lost, but you know, we'll ignore that part. But I actually went to a, what do you call it? A sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a huge football scene, soccer scene. Down there because there's a huge, I think, Mexican population.
That makes sense.
And let me tell you, they serve you alcohol in a giant, like, tube. A tube for days that goes
like
to the ceiling.
House?
Yeah, kind of a thing. And it has a little tap at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. They have great service and some fine Spanish women down there. I will just say that.
Mexican.
Right. Mexican / Spanish. There was a mix, but we were down there.
Okay, because Spanish is from Spain.
I feel like they probably have a lot of fine blondes there, too.
Yeah, but then you have to deal with their cowboy fathers, and I don't want to deal with them.
There were a lot of cowboy hats.
Do them. And then that's it.
Maybe.
Well, Danny, it says to go between March and May or September through November. So I feel like we should all just go because it sounds like we would have such a fun time in Austin, Texas.
We should go for South by Southwest.
When is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Down.
Next one, Joe. Have you been to Berlin, Germany?
Yes, I have been to Berlin. Yep. It's awesome. Although I think one of the big things about Germany that's interesting is that the war hit them harder than you would imagine in terms of recovery, like the whole Berlin Wall and all that kind of thing. Like that's still a huge part of their culture.
The wall came down in 89.
Yeah. So people don't, I mean, I didn't associate it till I was there realizing that they're still recovering, you know,
been less than 30 years.
And that's an American thing, right? You just don't have that concept because we're a new country and they're an older country.
Mm-hmm.
Best coffee, best chai latte I've ever had.
Ooh. It's saying it's a popular destination for LGBTQ travelers. Oh. There's a ton of galleries and sites to explore, and there's plenty of people who speak English.
Joey, did you English do a girl, man?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you meet a girl?
I was only in Germany for a... I was only in Berlin for like half a day. I was in Munich for Oktoberfest for much longer.
Ooh.
That was awesome.
Is that where you met
And we
girl?
Should all go there. Yeah, it's... Well, okay, one problem with Munich you have to understand is their drinking age, I think, is 14 or 15.
That's awesome.
So you don't... I think I was 21 and a half, 22 when I went there. So you got to be pretty sure.
What's their sex illegal age there?
I don't know.
Consent?
I didn't bother asking. If I was having sex with only people that I knew who were old enough, kind of a thing, you know?
How many people when you went on that trip did you have sex with?
I'm not going to mention numbers, okay? People don't know how long I was there for.
It was a half a person, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was himself.
I decided to retire the right that trip. No, that trip was fun. I actually ended up puking 6 hours into the first day of Oktoberfest.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
Because they give you giant beers, and it is quite fun.
it says to go during May to September, but definitely go for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Well, September, it starts Oktoberfest,
yeah.
too. It's, even though it says October, which is stupid, but...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just a giant carnival, like the biggest carnival you've ever been to. And instead of there being, like, you know, sausages and food, there's also... 1,000 beers.
Was it like really busy and like too much?
No. It wasn't just the right amount of busy for a carnival. So imagine you go to a carnival and you don't want to wait in line for a ride or something like that. You know, what are you waiting for? 10 minutes?
Okay, that's how busy it was. I always thought about going to Leavenworth for Oktoberfest, but I was afraid it was going to be an S show. Yeah.
It kind of is sometimes, but I've only been twice and many years ago, and that was just a lot of fun though.
Yeah.
I know, we should do it. If we don't go out, we should go to Oktoberfest, all of us. Oh my God, we'd get so drunk.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive though.
If
you book in advance, it's not, but we booked our hotel like a month before. Such a bad choice.
No, you want to book that in the summer, typically.
Yeah. Yep.
South Beach, Florida is number 6 on this list.
That's where a lot of porns are made.
Flo Rida? Really?
There's a whole series of things that are filmed in Palm, or what did you call it?
Nice.
Fort Palm Beach? Something.
South Beach?
South Beach.
South Beach,
South Beach.
They have really pretty women there.
We've been to Jacksonville, Florida. Lived there for a year.
We've lived there.
Yeah.
It says it's another city on the recent list of best places for singles. So, Joe, you get your ladies. And the party never stops there. So it's a really good party scene, but there's also a big art deco architectural scene and a lot of Cuban culture. So if you like Cuban food.
Hmm.
But it says to go between March and May before hurricane season, but after peak winter rates.
Sounds about right.
This one I keep hearing a lot of people going to, Thailand.
Oh, it's so cheap.
Yeah. Yep.
I just had
gorgeous.
My best friends just went there for their 1 year anniversary. They spent 4 weeks there.
Thailand's a lot.
And backpacked and everything. It was crazy.
Well, the most expensive part of that is the flight. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thailand is, I've never been to Asia. It's the one place I want to go that I haven't gone yet.
You want to go?
Yeah. I know that I'm going to be too tall for everything. It's going to be really bad on my back, but I'm totally down to go for like 2 weeks.
Dude, everyone will just stare at you.
Yeah. And everyone's going to try to pickpocket me.
So
probably.
White.
Dude, I'm looking at like one of the hotels they suggested and it's like fancy, nice hotel. $78 a night.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very cheap over there.
What? So.
They have a fruit buffet? That looks cool. It's all in English.
So have either of the girls ever been with an Asian guy?
Ooh, good question.
Two Asian guys. Not at the same time.
Never.
Never an Asian girl. Joe?
Really? Yeah. No.
You've never done?
No, I have, yes. I said yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Joe, you love the...
So I just was wondering. Sorry.
Oh, no, follow-up question?
That's where my mind is today.
Best time to go to Thailand is November to March. Well, I mean, we were talking sex.
Oh, there you go,
Are the rumors true?
For both those guys, yes.
Wow.
What about the female? Are they, like, super...
No, it's just pretty American, so it wasn't, like, high pitched or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was going with...
I totally meant, like, the size of, like...
She was talking about...
Like, because usually the Asian women are super tiny and petite, and you think everything would be
petite.
Not anything different. It didn't strike me as different.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny, for being on that page with me.
Well, you said tiny and small. It's like she didn't have a penis. What are you talking about?
It was so tiny, it was non-existent. Number 8, Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, never been there.
What?
Another one that one of my friends just moved to. Okay, let me preface this with, I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and everyone's dream is to get out of Albuquerque,
that
New Mexico. So
reasonable.
People move to Austin, and he just moved to Nashville in December. So once again, don't really have a desire to go there, but I feel like I might end up there soon.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to go visit, but especially if you love country music, it's supposed to be a country music lover's dream. There's really good food, barbecue, hot chicken.
It sounds like Texas.
Yeah, just bluegrass, booze, and bachelorette parties through the city. But they have a ton of outdoor activities as well, and they have the Country Music Hall of Fame there. But they're supposed to have a really good nightlife, so I don't know. That might be another one. This one I have been to twice now. Barcelona, Spain.
Ooh, no, never was there. No.
It's much cheaper. When I went a couple years ago, we went Ireland, then England, then France, and then Barcelona. And Barcelona was way cheaper in comparison of those other ones. Granted, the whole Brexit thing kind of changed things around, so I don't know what it's like now.
Yeah.
But it was really cheap. There's a lot of places to go, like party, and just a lot of cool places to walk and see. Like, there's this like really cool looking park, and it kind of looks like all made out of gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah.
It almost, that's kind of what it looks like, and it's really cool.
That's where the girlfriend wants to go now, Spain.
Spain?
Yeah.
Spain's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good food, a lot of ham. I feel like ham.
It sounds so exhausting. Like the four whatever places you just mentioned, and Joey, you went to like four or five in like one like trip. That sounds very exhausting.
Yeah. And I don't know if you feel this way too, Joe, but it doesn't feel like a vacation. Because when I think of vacation, I'm thinking it wasn't relaxing, but it was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was more of an experience than it was a vacation. I went for 6 weeks, so
was.
And I mean, I moved. I think maybe the longest we stayed in a place was a week, and that was only one time. So, yeah. I mean, you're moving every 3 days, all your stuff, foreign countries,
back.
Different languages everywhere you go, different currencies. So it's a lot of work, but it's really fun because you kind of do see how different, like when we go state to state, I don't feel like there's as big of a difference as when you go from country to country in Europe. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting.
And it's funny because like you drive for 5 hours, you're maybe in a different state. You're in Spain, you drive for 5 hours, you're in a European country, you drive for 5 hours, you're in like two other countries. In real time. It's just everything is so bunched together. So I've known people like, we're just gonna take a weekend trip over to, you know, to Spain. We'll be back on Sunday. It's like, what? That just seems so weird.
Yeah. But people do that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just gonna go to Germany, pop over to Germany. See ya.
Peace.
Oh, that blows my mind.
And the last one on this list is Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Never been to Denver.
I've been there twice now.
Is it like Seattle? Is it?
Says it's a beer lover's dream.
Everyone says it's like Seattle.
They do have better beer. No offense to Seattle, but
weed's legal.
It's just they have, I don't say it's the same as Seattle. It's smaller than Seattle. And
probably cheaper too.
Yes, cheaper. But it's like, I feel like Denver is just one of those things that they have the mountains. They don't have the water. So that's a big downer for them. If you like hiking and outdoorsy stuff, that's where
skiing.
You should go, type of thing.
A lot of skiing.
Yeah, a lot of skiing. And I don't know. Denver's fine. I've only been to Denver twice, and once was for a concert. So we did a lot of just prepping for the concert, pre-partying and stuff. But then the next time I went, I was literally there for less than 24 hours because we went for our friend's wedding. And then we went up to Vail. So I haven't really experienced Denver yet, but it seems cool.
How is Las Vegas not on this list?
Right?
Because I'm guessing you're going places that are a little bit more on the inexpensive side. In Vegas, you can plan it to be very cheap. But I feel like you're probably going to lose.
Vegas can be really cheap.
But it can be really expensive once you start gambling. Because that's a big thing. You have shows, which, like Britney Spears, wasn't that like $200 for like a ticket?
I didn't go.
I don't know.
I went for Rev's wedding, we did the bachelorette party, and all the girls went to Britney, and it was something ridiculous. I'm like, I'm not paying that. I don't have the money to buy a ticket. So some of those really cool shows you want to go to are going to cost you a pretty penny. If you're, sometimes you can go to different places, buffets, and drop a little money and get a lot of food or get your drinks paid for if you're just sitting at a machine. But you're ending up putting in a lot of money, and you may not get that back. So that might be why it's expensive, quote unquote.
It's still something you should do in your 20s, because that's when you probably have the least ties.
Yeah.
And you really can fully experience it.
I think the thing about Vegas, even if you're not going to spend any money, is that individually the hotels have so much money pumped into them for their decor. Mm-hmm. That you're really never going to see anything like it in a small place like that. I mean, these casinos cost billions to make and to mm-hmm. maintain. And so you go there, and even if you're not spending money, if you're just walking around drinking all the time, I mean, you're going to get your money's worth. if you're going for the first time. You go for the 10th time like me, and you're just a gambler. Well, some of it loses its its shine, its luster. Appeal. Yeah.
In your 20s, though, I feel like it would be fun to go to, but I feel like that's all you can do there in your 20s. You can just go and drink because, if, like you just said, if you don't want to spend money, because a lot of people go to gamble, a lot of people don't want to go to shows. There's not a lot of things to go do for free necessarily. Well, I mean, they're
people.
Probably
well, I'm a bitch, but, so I mean, like a girl, so we get in for free
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're there, so, I mean, it's got two things that Vegas is always known for, and it was food and clubs. I mean, right? They have, they used to have three of the top 10 restaurants in the country in Vegas, and the clubs are unheard of. You're never going to go to a better club.
Dude, it's like, seriously, you have to go to some of these clubs in Vegas. You feel like you're, like, in a TV show and this isn't real life. They made it rain literal money on us at one of the clubs. What? And I'm this bitch, like, all over the floor, like, give me these.
Was it, like, were they $1 or $1 bills?
Yeah, okay, but, like, exploded all over the crowd. And I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you want to just take a look, you don't believe it. Just look at New Year's Eve in Vegas and how many headlining artists they have. I mean, you literally name an artist, they're there. Like, you want EDM, you want rock, you want rap, you know, what do you... Pick it.
I mean, BJ and Steve were just in Vegas, and my dad texts me and is like, oh, you should be here. I just got free tickets to see Iggy. I'm like, who the hell? Who knew Iggy Azalea was even there? Like, just like stuff like that, like all the time. It's, oh, now I really want to go to Vegas.
See, I'm not a Vegas person.
Have you been?
Yeah.
And like fully experienced, like not just Rev's wedding, but like was on this strip, like actually went out to the nightlife and like.
It's not appealing to me. It never has been. Honestly, I've never been a gambler. I've never.
Like, I don't gamble either.
Yeah, like,
I could change that.
See, the reason why I'm not a gambler is because I know I would have a problem with it. I know I'd be like, no, I could win. I could win, and that is why I don't even. I give myself $20, and that is it. Like, I'm not gonna, because I will sit there and spend a couple hundred dollars, and I don't need that. But like, I'd rather go somewhere else where, like, I'd rather go to New Orleans because then I can get a little bit. I like the culture and the history and seeing old buildings. I love old buildings. So
see, I didn't care about any of that when I was there.
That is fair.
I was like, oh, there's a graveyard. Cool. That's where that one bitch died. Cool.
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 Bury me somewhere else.
Cool.
I want you guys. This is how, when you die, we're going to cremate you and make it rain.
Nope. I want a graveyard club. And I want the best headstone ever.
Well,
with,
you'll
like,
still
my
get
face.
One.
And like everyone to visit me all the time.
No, we'll still give you one.
Or you guys can all have one part of my bone, and you guys make it into jewelry, and you're always wearing it.
I would wear it.
I'm not gonna.
That
be wearing
is so
that.
Dope, Joey. You have
weird.
To wear that.
That's more than a little weird.
No, I was just gonna make it rain in the club with your ashes.
You can tell. I was gonna say you can tell.
Put some glitter in it.
It's almost lunchtime because you said you can get my bones and make a piece. And I thought you were gonna say a piece of pizza, and I was like, yes, I would eat you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Like some bone
cannibalism.
Pizza? Yeah.
Actually, that would be. I would be cool if you ate me. That'd be cool.
Is that
instead
a sexual
of like Parmesan?
Thing?
All right. I have one more thing to discuss. It will be real quick, only because it's been pissing me off all week.
Okay.
So earlier this week, and I honestly don't remember the context. You were talking about. Oh, we were. It was Sarah was on air on the morning show and was talking about how one of the things she hates as a server.
Oh, what annoys you at work.
Is when people raise their glass and they start shaking it because they want a refill.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I need a refill.
It's like, okay.
Like that. Just like that.
And so it's like that. Yes, if you're a server, that is the most annoying thing.
It's rude.
And Joe, you've worked at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And you've worked at a smoothie place. You've worked at a food place?
Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Nice.
Yum.
Yeah.
Where's my Blizzard, bitch?
Wow. All
right. Yeah, you guys are hungry.
Excuse me, where's my Blizzard?
So I did... I started looking. I made a mistake and looked at the text messages, and they were pissing me off. So I screenshotted it, and here's some of the text we received during that segment.
Shocking. They're really nice.
One person says, why are waitresses so damn sensitive? Next one, millennials. They drive me absolutely bonkers with their neediness. Another one, which I don't know if they're referring to the server or the people who are doing it, because honestly, the people that do that crap are usually old people.
Yeah.
And they're snotty.
And entitled.
Yeah, exactly.
And someone says, how about making sure the glass never gets empty? That's a good server. Another one, at what restaurant does she work? I'm going to load my bus full of friends and go to the restaurant and order everything without uttering a word. Because you're also mentioning when, or somebody was saying something about how it's annoying when people don't really, they're like, I want this, or they point at it, or they, I don't know.
That's also really annoying. Or when they say they're ready, and then I'm like, okay, what can I get you? And then they talk to their partner for seriously like 3 minutes about what they should order. And I'm like, y'all bitches aren't ready.
I'm busy.
See, this is my problem. Is I've grown up with my family and it's always pissed me off because I always thought we were the worst goddamn customers that you can pick out of a group because we're picky. We were vegetarians.
Yeah, we're really, yeah.
My dad would always take charge and we would never be ready. And there'd always be like this discussion about what appetizer we would want to get when they would, you know, there'd no consensus. And the waiter would come over for like the third time and be like, oh, you guys ready? Well, what are we doing? Are we doing this? I don't know. Are we doing this? What are we doing? Are we doing? And of course, the lovely women in our family want everyone to be happy. Just pick what you want. It'll be fine. It's never fine. You never go to a restaurant. You got to be assertive. Don't go to one and not know what you want or don't have an opinion or think you're going to spend. But if you've made the decision to go to the restaurant and you're hungry, order some food.
I think someone's hungry.
I know it's hard to believe. But how many people have you gone out with who legitimately take an hour to order their food because they don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
They think they like all of a sudden there are decisions and now they don't know what to do. I don't get that.
I feel like this is a constant struggle in your life.
But it's not just my family anymore. It's everyone. I feel like every time I go out with people to a restaurant, there's some debacle about what they want to get off of a menu. And I'm like, you're going to an Asian restaurant. You know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a problem with my friends. And like, I get annoyed because I feel bad for the server. And then I'm just annoyed as their friends. And I'm like, why am I out with you? And then I just snap at them. I'm like, dude, just pick something. Just the waiter's here. Like, what the hell?
Or don't eat. That's always my thing. Just don't eat. Just be like, hey, I'm not hungry. Or the people who, you guys ever go out with your friends and know they're like, those are the best thing you like on the menu. Like, say I like the chicken Alfredo, right? Then your friend wants the chicken Alfredo too, but he doesn't want to order the same thing that you just did.
Yeah.
They feel embarrassed, so they'll order something else. Do you have people do that? It baffles me.
They're like, well, I can't order that now. It's like, eat it. Eat what you want to eat.
Or it's like, hey, why don't you get that and I'll get this and we'll share. Yep. No, I want the chicken Alfredo, and I want what you're going to get.
And they're like, oh, you got there first. Now I can't order it. I'm like, why can't you order it? If it's the best thing on the menu and you want to eat it, eat it.
If I'm with a girl, like me and my girlfriend do that a lot. Like we'll go and we'll want the same thing. So then I'll get something different. So that way we can share. But if I'm with friends and somebody would say that, I'd be like, no, I'm like, getting what I want to get. Because I'm not sharing with a friend. Well, usually. Yeah. Unless, I'll pick off your plate, but I'm not going to.
There's times where it's like, oh, I'm kind of looking at this and this. Someone's like, oh, I'm kind of looking at that, too. It's like, oh, well, that's the perfect, you know, I kind of want both. Let's do this. That's totally fine.
I would much rather have people like do that than and be that rather than wave their glass in my face.
Yeah. Well, that's annoying. I don't see how anyone thinks that's OK.
And like when I was serving, like I did like to try to make sure their glasses were full. The one thing that was the most annoying thing that people who have never worked in the service industry don't understand is that every table is different. So we are basically on top of doing everything else we're doing, taking drinks, food, you know, making sure the table's set. Every little task a server has to do, get you that second ranch, third ranch, because you love your freaking ranch. We have to look at your table and be like, hey, is everything going okay? Would you like a refill? There's people that don't. And there's people that don't want you there.
Yeah. And there's people that like
get mad when you ask, is everything good? And they give you this look like, yeah.
Well, and then there's just those people that like, oh, hey, can I get you another beer? And they're like, oh, no. And then, okay. And then like 10 minutes later, I'll be like, hey, can I get another one?
I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I'm like, really? Have you? Wow, that's impressive.
Because some tables give you that vibe that they don't want you around, so you try to give them space, and then now their stuff's empty. And
I totally understand, like, if I was talking to the bartender the entire time and I had, like, four tables and, like, your drink is empty, totally on me. Like, that's my bad. But if I have a full section and I'm, like, doing hella stuff and your drink is empty for, like, a few minutes, like, calm yourself. You're not going to die because you're thirsty. Chill.
This person, personally, if I have to get up and go find the wait staff to get them to serve me, there's absolutely no tip. Pay attention to patrons. I had this one situation where my section was full and I was taking tables in another section and one of our bartenders didn't show up. And because she was sick, so she couldn't come to work. We had one new bartender trying to take care of the entire restaurant that's filled up within like an hour. So I'm in the back trying to wash his dishes, trying to make his drinks because he is so far behind. He's got 20 drink tickets that he has not made. And I'm sitting there and then he like slices his finger open with like a peeler. So I had to go run to the back, get Band-Aids because apparently we did not have any behind the bar and like clean him up because he's bleeding so much. He didn't have enough time to put the Band-Aid on before it started bleeding.
That sounds like a mess.
So, I feel like. And one table was matched. Like we were ignored. We got all, and then all the food was backed up. So they were just super bummed. I'm like, I am so sorry. I'm trying to like. I'm running back here. I'm trying to explain everything. And they were just, nothing made them happy.
I feel in that situation, I wouldn't necessarily take it out on the server. I try to like assess the situation. When I go into a restaurant, I pay attention to, like if I'm sitting there waiting, I pay attention to what my server's doing. If I could see that you're helping out behind the bar and you're obviously busy, like I'm not going to get mad at you.
Right.
However, if I go there and I'm sitting down and my server's taking care of another table or flirting with guys at another table and not going around to different mm-hmm. places, that's when I'm going to get angry.
Right.
It all depends on what the person's doing. And at that point, I'm not going to be rude. The next time that she comes over, I'll just be like, or I'll get up and be like, hey, we're ready to order. But I'm not going to be like rude and be like,
excuse me.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between bad service and busy service, and people just don't understand that anymore.
They don't want to take a look around, and usually the ones that get mad are older people, and that's what I like to do in a restaurant. Like when we went to that restaurant in Atlanta the first year, we could tell that we were not getting served properly.
Yeah, and like I've been to a nice restaurant where I literally watched the waitress ignore the fact that we told her three times we wanted water, and she walked right past the water station and just ignores, and it was not busy. That's bad service. Mm-hmm. You have the right then not to treat them like crap, but then to not tip, right? Yeah, you go, hey, right. You did not do your job.
No, I feel like you should always tip. Always.
Nope.
Always.
Nope.
You know, I think the better, if you really want to send a message, you leave like 20 cents.
Yeah.
If it's awful, awful.
Oh my
awful,
God, that's
awful.
So rude.
I mean, I still tip, but I don't never, tip.
Even
not.
If, I mean, unless they were like actually like a-holes and like yelled at me or some did something crazy. Like, I won't tip like really, like I'll tip, I mean, I tip really, really well.
Normally.
Normally. But, like, I will never not tip.
That's what I'm saying, the difference between bad and busy service.
Right.
I'm an aware customer. I worked in the service industry for 7 years. I know what it is like to get blamed for things that are clearly not your fault, especially when you're going above and beyond for no reason. But when you are not doing your job, you should not get rewarded for it.
Right.
Like, and I know that it's part of their salary, but you should also get docked for not doing your job. Because, honestly, from my personal experience, you should be fired at that point.
But, you like, are not did they good... give you your food?
No. And that's the best part.
They didn't do anything?
She forgot our appetizer, did not end up putting it in. We got our entrees out, and then when we asked her about it, she'd go, oh, I forgot about that. I apologize. It's my fault. Now, this is one of the things. That's the second straw kind of a thing, right? But when you're not doing your job, you should not get paid. And she was not doing her job.
I also have no empathy for servers. No offense. I'm not. And hear me out. Because it was the same way that it was like with me. So I worked at Dairy Queen. And we had people come in. And we had salt shakers on the table. And they would do the thing where you spin the quarter and then slam the salt down. So that way the next person who comes to use the salt all comes out of the bottom. And it gets everywhere. It happened. We were Dairy Queen, like, so.
Wow.
So middle school kids would come after school and they would just, you know, they'd make mess and stuff like that. And like at the time, like I was the one that had to clean it up. It was my job. I didn't complain about it. I was just like, oh, whatever. At that point, I would go to restaurants and do the exact same thing. And people were like, why do you do that? You work at Dairy Queen. And I'd be like, because I have to deal with it too. It's part of life. It's part of my job. Like, yeah, I'm fine with it.
So you did the quarter thing too?
Yeah.
Even though you realized how much of a bitch it was?
Yeah. Like, I never complained about it though, because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, it was just, to me, it was part of my job at Dairy Queen to have to clean up salt that little middle school kids would do.
And I don't have a problem with cleaning, because that's going to happen. Like, you have a kid, like a baby at the table. There's going to be a mess. I don't mind. The thing is, when there's teenage kid people or adults that pour out the entire pepper shaker on the table, and I'm sitting here like, what was the point of that? You just wasted food like that.
Oh, it's true.
And people do like the chili flakes and Parmesan.
It's just like, what is wrong with you? It's not so much that I'm mad that I have to clean it up. I'm sitting here like, what in your mind thinks that this is a freaking funny or appropriate thing to do? I would never go to my friend's house and pour their whole Parmesan cheese container out on the on her counter.
And see, I guess I would. See,
because you're an a-hole.
Oh, I know. But it's all when you're a teenager, like you just do stupid things. And that's
I'm talking
for me.
About older, like, you know, 18, you know, to an adult age. I've had some really dumb 20-something, 30-year-old, 40-year-old people at my tables.
And don't get me wrong. I know I'm wrong. Like, I know that I should care, but I don't. Like, at that point, it was just never a big thing to me. Like, I was just like, well, this is part of my job, so I'm going to do it. And at that point, it's part of this person's job. Or I'm also one of those people that I'll go to a store and I'll, like, grab something and I'll just move it around because, like if I'm like, oh, I want this 2-liter bottle of Coke. And so, but then I like walk around
you
and I'm like, I don't want it. So I just put it wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend gets so mad at me. She's like, go put it back to where it's at. I'm like, no, it's these people's job to put it back. It's
but you're
not
making
my job.
It like harder and more annoying.
So
and, like,
you're getting paid.
Yeah, but they're not getting that paid that much. And it's like for me, like if I have a table with kids and they leave a complete mess and then like don't really tip me that good. I like know in my mind, like if I have kids, we're either never going out to like an actual like sit down restaurant, or I will like clean up literally like spaghetti everywhere and like just like disgusting things and like their juice boxes and their gummy bears and their goldfish like everywhere, and I'm like, I'm not your babysitter. Like, don't like At least like make it cleaner.
The parents I love are the ones that you can buy these. They're almost the cellophane kind of, but they're little mats. They stick to your table.
Oh, yeah.
And they would put the baby's food on that. So one, they're not putting food on a questionable table. And two, like it's easy. You just pull it up. Like, and sometimes parents would leave it there, which was great, because then I just pile everything on, pull that little thing off, and the table's clean.
Yeah.
Cool. But I had a lady once when I worked at a breakfast joint. She would buy, like, an adult order for her two kids. She had, like, maybe, like, a year-old kid and a three-year-old. And she would cut up the French toast, put the French toast on the table without anything on there, and then proceed to pour syrup on top of the French toast all over the table. And she was the most awful tipper. And I remember, I think she came in once, her and her husband came in a couple times, and I kind of made a mention to my hostess. I'm like, don't put them in my section again.
How is someone raised like that? Who would think about doing that?
People just are weird, man. I'm lucky that I don't have any problems with like dirty stuff. Like it doesn't bother me at all. Like if you left half a burger that you decimated and then spit on, I would just be like, okay, who cares? Just move along. Ketchup on the table, move along. French fries on the table, move along.
It's not that I'm not like, I have a problem with like touching it or cleaning it, but I'm sitting here, I'm like, were you raised in a barn?
No, yes. I mean, just in general, I had a conversation with my boyfriend last night. I'm like, all right, honey, we need to have a conversation about being a little bit more cleanly and putting stuff back where it belongs. And he was like, what? And I'm like, and I mentioned like this laundry list of stuff that's been around and the cups and this and that.
I'm just kidding.
No, he was so good about it. He's like, yeah, you're right. I really do need to work on that. And I was like, ah!
It's the best part about being a single guy. Like, single guy room is a vortex of clothes and crap that shouldn't be on the floor.
You should see my room now, yes. Joey. You should see my room because George is like half taking it over. I gave him a damn drawer. He barely uses it. His clean clothes that I folded are in there. All of his dirty clothes are all over my damn floor. Dad comes in here and is like, a hurricane has hit your room, Sarah. We need to talk to George about this. I'm like, dear God.
And then it's great, though.
You men.
Then you see my room when I care and I think there might be something happening and not a speck of dirt. And then a week later, vortex.
My favorite meme, it's like nobody cleans, nothing is faster than a man cleaning his house when he knows a woman's coming over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really just like shoved under the bed.
No, I actually properly clean. Mm. You can't hide that stuff. Closet's where everything gets shoved. Because okay. They don't open the closet.
All right. Well, I have to say thank you to the boys for joining us. Yay! I know they're really hungry and they want to go get their pizza.
You.
Pizza time.
So we learned quite a bit today, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.